Right, good evening. Oh, come on, wakey wakey, the sun is out. Good evening.
Hi, my name's Mark Taylor, director of Easy Company. Where I am, you don't know who I am, where have you been?
Now, first things first, if you can make sure your phone's turned off, please, but need this rain going to be about 20 to 25 minutes, I suppose. We're here to celebrate year three, so you can make sure your phones are off. We're doing an audio recording and we'll celebrate that tomorrow with you. And we can't take pictures and all of that. Should we have to leave the building quickly, because we continue to sound the fire alarm, can you go that way, please, and out to the playground and the other far side of the car park? We will take the students that way, so don't go and rush for them, because we need to account for them and all of that, okay? You're going to have a lovely time celebrating what's been achieved in year three. They've done really well. And we have to remember, of course, how old are you? Seven, there we are, they're only seven.
And eight.
Good, I'm young in year as well. But they're only seven or eight, and what they're achieving is just incredible, okay? And so you're going to hear some joint items, because a couple of solos on the flute. They're in that heavy year, but that's fine. And so I'm going to hand over to Mr. Norris, who's been leading the clarinets for some of the year, and of course Mr. Smith, who's been doing brilliantly with the flutes. And it's going to be fabulous. So, in order to give them a bit of encouragement and get them to relax, because for some it's probably their first performance with a clarinet or a flute, can we give them a big round of applause? Introduce everything, talk about what they've been doing, and sort of an insight into Wacky Woodwinds, and I'll try and not muck up the backing tracks. Tell them about what they've been learning, Mr. Norris.
Welcome, everybody. A big hand for the year three clarinets, please. I've only been working with these guys for about a term, but we've made such great progress. We've got a lot of clarinets have recently done their copper music medals, which has been a big achievement. Those that haven't, we're hoping to do either by the end of the year or by the start of April, you know, very much on the sooner side when we start in September. But we've learned an awful lot. We've learned about reading notation. We've learned about how to get a good sound out of the clarinet. We've learned about reed care with varying degrees of success.
Not showing reeds.
Because the reed on the clarinet, if you're unfamiliar, my one looks a bit different. George, hey, can you hold up your clarinet and just show them what the reed looks like? It's a little bit of plastic or a bit of cane. They're very fragile. And the temptation when you're in year three, I know because I did it too, is to chew it or bite into it, especially when you're being frustrated. But it will only make matters worse, which we have to look after. So a big plea. Please, they will last much, much longer if we don't bite into them or sort of push them with our fingers or anything like that. I nearly broke one. We're going to start with a very famous piece, When the Saints Go Marching In. Thank you.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
What are you saying? Right.
Thank you.
In this piece, some of the clarinets are playing the first part, some of the clarinets are playing the second part, so you hear a nice harmony.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Got a whole bit better than that. Are we ready?
Some of the music that they've been doing by themselves for the Music Medal. So we're going to have a couple of the pieces that we've done for our Copper Music Medal, and then we're also going to hear some of the pieces just a little bit beyond that as well, where we introduce a certain new note that's really, really difficult to play. And they're all going to play a piece by themselves in front of you all, which is going to be really exciting for them. So the first piece we're going to have is Santiago. He's going to play Little John, which you've just heard, called German Tune. So it's called two things. It's the same tune, but he's going to play it all by himself. And are you ready to go, Santiago? Go for it.
Thank you.
here is the ensemble piece that we use for Coppa Music Medal, and that's called Blackberry and Apple Crumble, and Marcus is the victim who's going to play this one. So, Marcus, find Blackberry and Apple Crumble for us. Where is it? Is it on this stand or that stand? Oh, is that your one? I'm sorry. Let's go for it. Let's just... Come on, Marcus, stand up. Right, are we ready to go, Marcus? Sure? Right, off we go. Send stuff to you. If you're a clarinet parent, feel free to let your mind wander aimlessly as I explain this. What we're trying to do at the beginning here is stop certain things happening further down the line. And you may have seen me on Involve say, I want your flute player to play with the best sulky face possible. So you may have seen me kind of go, right, we want a really miserable sulky face. And the reason for that is we're trying very hard to stop your flute player from sounding like this further down the line. We don't want people smiling and playing sound particularly good. If we get the sulky face in place, hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll hear a difference in my playing now as I play with correct embouchure. You can hear a clear difference there. So if you can, as a parent, nudge your child to be as sulky and miserable as possible, I'd be muchly appreciative as that. I'm sure some of you manage it anyway. No? So, we're going to carry on. I'm going to explain one other bit of technique further down the line. Which one should we go first? Right, Elsie is going to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is our piece that incorporates the note D, which is really awkward because we switch all our fingers around. But she's practiced it really hard this week, I've been told, on the way in today. And she's going to stand up and play it to us now. Go for it, Elsie. To incorporate the note D. Before she plays this, one other bit of flute technique if you're a flute parent here. We try really hard at the beginning to hold our flute correctly, and it involves using our thumb and putting it in the right place and trying to not look like this when we play. A lot of the time, a lot of technique and a lot of sound can be combated just by holding the instrument properly. So we're trying to go into this pitch. This is what I want to hear, say I'm on a C. And quite often, if our thumb slips and we go down here, you'll hear a real change in pitch. Down to here, and you almost end up with no sound. So we're trying to combat those two things right at the beginning to encourage our young flute players to stand properly and also blow properly to save having to relearn technique further down the line, which saves so much time. I do spend an awful lot of my time correcting stuff and having to say things until I'm blue in the face. That won't ever change, but we do try at the beginning. So, Grace is going to start now and play Oranges and Lemons. Are you ready, Grace? Go for it. music up and play by themselves to experience the thrill of playing in front of an audience. It's really quite a big thing for them to be able to get up and do that after such a short amount of time. And they've all done, as you can see, a spectacular job. I'd like to just reiterate something that will probably be said again today and has been said already. If you can support your child with practice routine, it makes their progress so much easier and so much more successful. They will get so much more out of this if they can establish a 3 or 4 times a week practice routine for 10, 15 minutes, and you'll notice their progression really fly rather than getting stuck. If you see us having to write down the same piece 3 or 4 weeks in a row, it's because we're waiting for them to meet a threshold in our heads to go, we can move on to the next bit. And the quicker you can get us to move on and challenge your student or your child to do the next thing, that's what we're waiting to see happen. So if you can be really kind of like on them with a practice routine, you'll notice the difference. You'd think, as two muso parents, myself and my wife, it would be easy. It's not. We've got two children who play musical instruments, but it's incredibly difficult to find the time in very busy weeks. But if you can set aside that half an hour, 40 minutes a week, if you do it 3 or 4 times a week, it's only 10 minutes a day, it genuinely makes a difference for us, and you'll notice that we can progress your student much quicker and much further. Thank you.
So, right, so we're going to put everything together. We're going to do Merrily We Jazz Along. So if anyone wants to find that, just a word about our last item.
Have you enjoyed it so far? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Smith was rightly saying, if you can, you know, we're all busy, but moving towards next year, what happens is, as and when students are ready, we invite them to join our large wind band on a Wednesday, and that's quite noisy, but there's a lot of people that we need to always try and make it an encouraging experience, because their first rehearsal, if it's anything, someone of 7 or 8 does, you know, if the first experience is like rough, they go, oh, I don't want to do it again. So we try and nurture them through this. So not everyone, but some are going to be joining in September, and we'll send you an email about. Others, when they're ready, will join later in, you know, later next term or whatever. So bear with us. It's not like, you know, they've got to be right for them and their confidence and their musical ability. Because it is literally like we're over in play, their rehearsals are fast and whatever. So, you know, it is about getting it right. Always stay in touch with us if you've got questions. So, we are going to play, they haven't played this together at all, so here we go, a piece called Merrily We Jazz Along. Are we ready for it?
Yes.
Start again. Are you ready for it?
Yes!
Are you ready for it?
Yes!
Oh, they were loud for you.
Are
you ready for it?
Yes!
Right, here we go. We might play this twice if we can play it well. Yeah, exactly. Right, my laptop's going to keep working. Number 29. Here we go. Are we ready? Good. Set it up. Counting down. Junior wind band going through the secondary phase and all those years to come. You know, we've got so much potential and it all starts here.
So, you know, it's their very first concert playing these instruments. Who knows where they'll be in years to come, Saffron Hall and beyond. So thank you for your support and for helping with those routines, because it's so important. And can I thank also everyone at Simon Board who supports us. I know Miss Meisen's here, who takes everything and is so supportive, and Miss Morgan, of course. But we've got Mr. Smith and Mr. Norris who have nurtured them to achieve this. So big round of applause for everyone. And I think, you know, we're really proud of it, and thank you for doing your bit. So, we're going to perform once more, and we're going to perform Merrily We Jazz Along, and at the end, I want a huge cheer. Can you manage that?
Yeah.
I know it's warm. Right, here we go. Everyone, nice and musically. If I can get the right tune, the right track, we'll try again. Here we go. Thank you very much. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah!
Give a big round of applause to Minister Perry.